Welcome to your daily dose of Black therapy. I am your host, Simona Lees, here to talk to you about Massage 101. I am a professional massage therapist. I graduated from the Aveda Institute here in Minnesota. So I got certified in massage therapy. I've been practicing now for almost 4 years. And let me tell you, that time has flown. I've worked in a wide range of areas with massage therapy, and I feel that I gained enough knowledge or skill to at least steer you in the right direction if you have any questions, if I personally can't help you. But I'm here to help everyone. I want to be able to answer anyone's questions or concerns about any physical ailments they may have. Little massage tips and tricks and life hacks that can make your day a little easier. I'm here to be here for everybody. No judgment, but I do have an opinion. And sometimes it can be strong, but just know it's for health and not wealth. And at the end of the day, I will tell you what eating healthy is. I won't say choose a diet. I just know what is healthy. So, like, I'm pretty black and white about a lot of things. Just to be more clear about helping people. But also knowing that everything is not for everyone. You know? But let's take it one step at a time, shall we? Here we go. So, I never really planned to become a massage therapist. Massage therapy wasn't really ever on my mind, ever. Like, I love people, but I never wanted to, like, touch people, if that makes sense. And it kind of freaked me out a little bit, to be honest. But pretty much, I was on a journey, and I found myself in front of a building, and I was just drawn to the architecture of the building. Minnesota has some pretty cool architecture. If you ever come to the city, you should check it out. We got all types of little sites out here. Stone Arch Bridge, the new stadium, but just period. It's just beautiful out here. There's old and there's new. Anyway, so I actually went inside the building and come to find out it was the Aveda Institute. And I go inside and I just see all these girls dressed in black. Some guys, but you know. Yeah. So, and I just started walking around and I realized there's like multiple floors. I walked up each floor and till I got to the top floor and I saw the massage therapy. And it was super quiet, but it felt really good. And I didn't ask anybody any questions. I just thought to myself, I could do this. So I went back home and I looked it up and I just signed up for it and I did it and I fell in love. Like, I never thought I could, like, I didn't care about college. College was easy. I could do it. Don't care for it. But it's too much time, too much debt. Don't care. Moving along. I accept massage into my life and it's been the utmost amazing experience. I've met so many people, so many different ranges of life, backgrounds, and demographics. It's like you can really travel with a job, and it's independent, although sometimes you may work in a team. And I worked in different environments, from chiropractic to high-end spa, like where you gotta wear like a dress and whatnot. Like, I only have so many dresses, and I only care so much to dress up just to massage. I like to wear yoga pants, not a dress. Anyways, but you can work in so many different environments with massage. Like, you can work on a cruise ship, you can work in a residency in Las Vegas. I had an instructor who went out there and did that. And you can be like somebody's in-home therapist. I'm doing that currently. Like, there's so many things you can do in this field of massage that people don't realize. But I will say it does take hard work, because you have to build that endurance and you have to be strong. And I'm not saying sumo wrestler or even like WWE, WWF, is what I know. And or you don't even need to be like you don't need to even know how to do like CrossFit. Honestly, you don't even have to be a person who truly works out every day. But you do need to be a person who practices working carefully, because body mechanics does matter and you can burn out. And the massage is a beautiful thing. You can help so many people, and from kids to infants to the oldest of the old, anyone can enjoy massage. Animals, like, massage is never ending and it's been here forever. Every culture has its own. It's not something that's foreign. Like, people do it when they hug you, you don't even realize it. When you hold people's hands, it's just everything is just a sense of touch to help you feel better, basically. And there's no truly right or wrong way to massage. It's whatever makes you smile at the end of the day. And so I'm here to help you with any questions you have. And again, later on, just leave me some leave me some questions or comments after this clip or whatnot, however this works. This is my first time learning as I go, and we'll continue on forward on this journey together. Daily Doses of Black Therapy continuing soon. Hold on tight, and I got some more stuff to share with you guys and let you know about me and massage itself. Yeah. So one of my like absolute favorite things about massage is aromatherapy. I love smell. I love smell so much. Smell matters to me. It sets the tone. If you think about it, anywhere you go, you might not think about the smell, but the smell matters. People wear perfume, cologne. You take a shower, you wash your kids, you wash your dog. You don't want trash to stink. Smell matters. So when you have a massage, I want you to think about the fact that, like, okay, I'm here in the moment enjoying a massage. So when you're in session and you're about to start, first thing I do is I have tell my client take a deep breath. I don't tell them what's about to happen, but I drop a few drops of essential oil and they take a deep breath. And I love sweet orange. It's like so yummy. And they take that deep breath and they don't realize they get so happy and they feel good. And they're like, oh my gosh. Yay, can you keep that here? And they love the smell, because even after you're gone, they can still smell the essential oil. It's like aromatherapy is actually super functional, because different smells can help you in different ways. Like sweet orange, my favorite, has like almost over 20 different functional purposes. It can help as an antidepressant, antiseptic, it's an anti-inflammatory. Like, it's so many different things you can do. I use peppermint to for people with stuffy noses. If you put it on heat and you breathe in, it can unclog. Like, it's just so, lemon brings you that fresh, clean, like you, when you're cleaning your house, or even when it's sunny outside, having that scent of lemon brings a different feeling. It just, it's a benefit. And you want to introduce functional things into your life as little. You don't have to do the biggest thing. Sometimes the littlest things is just a few drops of oil. And honestly, I don't like to be that person. Like, drop a few drops in your lotion and a few drops in your body wash. Honestly, I don't see how that stuff really worked. Like, I guess it worked, but like, then I feel like you might as well have just bought the scent of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I hope you know what I mean. Like, I just think it's a waste of money. But what I will say is, if you take essential oil and like you literally use it just for personal use, drop it in your hands, you know, I don't know, rub it on your clothes, use that as your perfume. Why not use an actual real smell? I do it. People don't even realize. They be like, something smell good. I'd be like, me. Like, so it's helpful. I actually use it on my daughter. Like, like as for kids, because I don't want her to put on perfume. She's a child, but I don't have no problem with her smelling like an apple. Like, why not? So it's like there's all little things you can do. Other things too, people don't realize about massage. There's so many crazy little funky tools that almost look like, oh my gosh, that's just clutter, but you'll be like, where'd it go? Who took my Theracane? And you can find these on different websites. Like, I'm not sponsored by them, but I definitely do purchase from them because I am a massage therapist, like massagewarehouse.com. I go on amazon.com, and you find some great deals for some little things. They got cervical head pillows, that helps with your neck pain and stuff, like which I have. And so I have like a special pillow, but it's like from, I think, like, I don't know, it was my mom's pillow, and I used it, and it was amazing, and it helped my head. But there's all types of tools you can find in massage, and like massage basically is just whatever can you can find to make your body feel better. And why not? It's your body. I always tell my clients that the issues you have right now, they're not gonna go away just because you don't want to pay for it right now. Like, you can find free things to do to make yourself feel better. Because when you become old, that shoulder you feel like doesn't matter right now, you're gonna be mad at yourself when you're 60 and you can't open your car door. Think about it. It's not worth it. $20 for a chair massage somewhere. I don't know. I don't know. Have your partner watch a YouTube video. Like, there is coming soon Simona Lisa's Black Therapy YouTube clips. Wait on it. Not gonna say too much more, but yeah, So it's like all types of little things you can do to make yourself feel better each day. And like, if you're gonna do stuff each day, why not make yourself feel better? And don't make it seem like it's an inconvenience to make you feel better. Like, you literally go out your way. You literally go out your way to make other people's days easier and making someone else feel better. Because when you clock in, whoever you are, wherever you are, 9 times out of 10 is for somebody else. So they can have a better type of dinner tonight, So like, you're making someone happy at the end of the day anyways. Make yourself happy. Like, treat yourself. And essential oils, like, honestly, like a really, 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 really good one is less than $10. And the bottles can last you like 3 to 6 months, depending on how you use it. And like, yeah, like, why not? So anyways, a few more things coming soon. Just want to drop those couple gems on you. In a couple moments, I'll introduce you a few other major keys that I find important within massage and just different industries too, for people who actually are considering doing massage therapy. Because you never know, like, anyone could be a therapist. I've came across so many women and men who I never thought did massage therapy, and it was just so happened. They just did it, like almost like a stepping stone into life. Like, yeah, I did therapy once for 2 years or something. You're like, oh, okay. It's way more common than I thought. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon in a few moments. I'm thirsty. Love you guys. Be right back. Okay, so some things I learned in different industries is pretty much, be honest with yourself. If you don't like something, don't be there. For people who are interested in being massage therapists, because you have the option to leave. Always remember that. We're in high demand right now because everyone's like in a health and wellness kick for some reason. But I love it. I absolutely love it. But because of that, we're in such a high demand right now that you can be picky. I'm not gonna shoot down any companies, but I will say typically chain anything isn't fun. Okay, so I would say try to find smaller. Try to find smaller practices and clinics, and like a lot of people who are like mom and pop type feels, in my opinion, you get treated better, you receive better pay, people are more willing to work with you. You get better received from your clientele based off how you feel working in the environment that you're in, if you gather what I'm saying, if that makes sense. I hope it makes sense. But I was happy in certain environments. Like, I really enjoyed working at a high-end spa. Like, it was different. Like, you always wonder, like, huh, how would it be? Like, and it was cool or whatever. Like, the room was nice, but at the end of the day, like, people always can suck. And again, that's why I love massage therapy, because when you work, 9 times out of 10, that person just fell asleep. It's not, and you can just get your job done with no interruption, because there's no one coming checking in. There's nobody saying, hey, don't forget, unless it's your client, of course. But at the same time, I'm good at my job. I've been doing massage now for almost 4 years, and I am at a price. I'm a brag. I'm at a five. Like, I always get rated a five for everything. Like, no, nothing lower. So I give you the truthful, honest opinion. Currently, I am studying to become a nationally certified massage therapist. So I got personal growth too. So we all have things we can do in life to become better each day. So I just wanted to let you know a few things I learned in each industry, from chiropractic to high-end spa to small business owning massage therapy practices as well. So first things first, what I learned working at a small massage therapy practice is people do what they want. That would be a video, I mean another clip on its own, okay? Second one, high end, people do what they want. But they really do what they want, meaning they're by the book, and pretty much you can operate better by with people who work by the book, because you can go by the book with them. Catch my drift? And I would say chiropractic. Luckily for me, I didn't need chiropractic experience, and I actually enjoyed who I worked for at the time, and I would say it was just a different way to get to know my clients better and working with them, and having different networking opportunities that had me go into different places I didn't think I would see before. So it's just like you take each experience and you apply it in different ways. I would say the last major key I'm gonna drop for everyone tonight. Not tonight. I keep saying tonight. I'm sorry, you guys. But today would be, just know that every day you need to live in love. Every day you love someone, you live every day. Just remember to live in love, and not to forget that you do matter, and to take that moment and breathe in and breathe out, and knowing that your breath is that connection between life itself and your daily stress, and everything is a choice. More Black therapy coming to you soon. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. Good day. Oh my God.